and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. Today's Friday, June 25th, and today I'll be talking about the historic record-tying no-hitter that happened yesterday. Quickly before I begin today's episode, I'd like to give a huge thank you to everyone who's listened to all these episodes. Today is actually the 1-year anniversary of my first episode. That's crazy. I think I've done almost 100 episodes in the past year, which is a lot, way more than I honestly ever thought I would do. So thanks so much. Well, of course, we have to start with the player of the day, sponsored by Sports Reference, and that is Kyle Schwarber. Again, I think he was a player of the day from Monday, so his second of the week, and rightfully so. Yesterday, he went 2-for-4 with 2 home runs and 2 RBIs, and if you recall, over the weekend, he had 5 home runs in 2 games. He's continued to just absolutely rake. In the past 5 games, he's hitting 429 with an OPS of 2,050, which for some context, an average OPS is about 800. So that's like insane. 8 home runs and 15 RBIs. Plus, it's paid off for the Nationals in the past 5 games. He's also, the Nationals are 5-0. So his contribution has definitely helped out. And the 7th no-hitter happened yesterday, the record-tying. It was a combined one, so not an individual achievement, but still just as great. Was the Cubs. They threw a combined no-hitter, as I said, in their 4-0 win over the Dodgers. It started off with Zach Davies, who went 6 innings, and despite 5 walks, didn't give up any hits. Then Ryan Tepera and Andrew Chafin each went an inning. And the game was closed out by Craig Kimbrell to finish it off. The funniest thing about the whole game was that Kimbrell somehow had no idea that he was in the midst of completing a no-hitter. It wasn't until he struck out Will Smith and everyone sort of ran onto the field to celebrate that he understood what was happening. That's funny. And that'll do it for today's episode. I know it was very, very short, but I've got some more episodes coming out very soon. Thank you to Baseball Reference for providing the stats for this episode. And as always, I hope you've enjoyed this one, and I'll see you in the next one.